Well, Paul, a real disappointing pill to swallow today, but that game could have gone either way, couldn't it?
It could have. I thought it was a game that'll do mistakes, to be honest. But we got what we deserved. I don't think we've done enough to win a football match, and I expect us to be a lot better than that. And I knew it was a dangerous thing, our game getting called off against Middlesbrough, and everybody thinking, well, we've had an extra day, and sometimes it doesn't work like that. It can have the adverse effect on you, but we'd never done enough to win.
What do you think was the problem today then? Was it just the application of the players?
I don't think it's intentional that the application isn't there. I think we came because Bolton are having a hard time and they've been beating the weekend there. Everybody thinks it's going to be easy, and it's certainly not that. We knew it was going to be tough, but we never started the game that right, I don't think. It only really started when they scored the goal.
Do you think there was extra expectation on the players today because of Bolton's position? You were expected to win this one.
There could have been, but if you're at a big club, you've got to be able to handle that. You've got to handle expectation in football, and that's what their job is. And that's a harsh reality of football. You've got to handle these sort of occasions.
How disappointed were you with the defending on the goal? It was a long throw, wasn't it, into the box?
Yeah. And we've showed the lads that for the last 2 days what Bolton had, and we knew the throw in from here, and we dealt with it all day. Shane Duffy, I think, has been excellent for us over the whole 7 games we've been here, and I think he's been caught with that one. But the whole thing, we just never done enough.
And yet you could have had a penalty. Referee didn't seem to want to give a penalty today, but you had a very good shout with handball against Wheater.
I couldn't see for where I was standing, whether it was hand or not. We've probably got away with one in the first half, and obviously they've got away with one in the second half, but I expect better from us to win again.
And you were relatively pleased with the Reading performance despite the result. Mm. Have you had to have strong words in there now on the back of that one?
Well, they know my feelings on it. They know themselves as well. That's no standard they've set themselves. And we fell below it. When you fall below a standard you set yourself, you lose.
Yeah, and now you're on to Cardiff away. Mm. So, again, a difficult game. But your away form up until the last two has been all right.
We've done well to pick up the points we have. And it's a game we'll go down there and try and win, like we always try and do. We come here and try and win, but I just think today we never done enough. But every game in the league is extremely hard.
And sod's law, you take Jordan Rhodes off and you can see it a few minutes later, don't you? You can't bring him back on again.
No, you can, but I just thought he looked a bit leggy today. I thought he looked a bit leggy, and I thought Tom coming on would give us some legs. So, but that's the decisions that you have to make.
And he was desperately unlucky to hit the post, wasn't he, Tom?
He was. He could have snatched it or just equalised for us. And I thought he looked pretty lively when he came on. So, that's a decision you make. And sometimes you go for it, sometimes you don't.
And for Dakota, was that a hamstring problem?
It was. And he actually felt it in the warm-up a little bit. And we weren't sure how he's... And he felt not too bad, so we have to see how he is.
So it leaves you a little bit light. I mean, what are your thoughts just finally going into January? Because we're just around the corner from the transfer window opening. Yeah. Are you looking up at strikers?
The group needs help. There's no two ways about it. They need a bit of help in a few areas of the team, and we'll try and do it. Whether it can happen or not, we'd have to wait and see. It's a dangerous market, the January market, and other teams have got to be willing to loan players. That's the thing.
But have you got the green light? You say you're not so sure, but have you got the green light from the owners?
Yeah. No, we can go and try and make things happen. What I don't want to do is bring people in that I don't think is going to contribute or going to find it hard to get in the side. So we have to get players that we think is going to get in the team.